You know, I was going to play Kevin's news intro, and then I realized, is there any chance that Kevin's going to do the news?
Oh, sure.
Oh, there is?
Oh, yeah.
Are you for real right now?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Well, he's got a binder full of factoids.
Yeah, you got a whole binder that Steve put together today.
I know.
And you haven't done anything with it.
That's not true. I did one news story last hour.
It was the Van Gogh thing.
About Van Gogh.
Yeah, that was great.
Van went, you... Gave you your best joke of the day.
Was it, though? We don't know yet.
J-Joke Tuesday. I was about to say Thursday.
But news brought to you in part by Nom Nom and Haven Real Estate.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Hits mother with chicken breast after arguing over Justin Bieber lyrics.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Do something fantastic.
Well. It is food drive day. We are up here, and it is news time. I'm just going to get right into it.
Yeah, I like it.
Get right into it. Fishing for compliments may annoy some people.
You think.
But they say the self-serving action may boost your future chance of success.
Huh.
That's because compliments remind us of when we have succeeded and motivate us to strive again for bigger things. The more we get when it comes to compliments, mm-hmm. the better we are able to perform.
The more we get, the better we... Okay, I see. It's just positive reinforcement.
Yeah. The spuddy sound.
Holy smokes, I almost hit the dump button.
The study found that positive feedback helps people perform better at work and in stressful situations.
You're doing a great job, bud.
And could have a profound effect in the boardroom.
Ooh.
And on the playing field.
You know, you're doing a great job, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
You're giving me confidence. To do more.
That's what I'm here for, man.
That's like Steve. We were just telling him about what a great job he's doing on social media.
Right.
And he was like, oh, he didn't take it. Like, he wasn't sure it was a compliment.
Right.
So how does that work? Like, you gave him one, but he didn't totally accept it. So is that going to boost his confidence or not?
Yeah, you've been declined.
I refuse to accept your compliment.
If you guys weren't so mean to Steve, he wouldn't be this.
What do you mean, mean to Steve?
Are we mean to Steve?
No, not even close.
Sometimes I am.
If you listen to the show this long, you know that you guys aren't mean at all.
Yeah, we do have fun with Steve, though. We give him a hard time.
We do. He earns some of it.
Most of it I do earn.
I'm relatively transparent that if I ignore you, then that's when you should start to worry.
Okay. I would agree.
You think that's true, Rick?
That's how I am.
Suddenly you're like, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Huh.
Kevin.
Why hasn't Jay talked to me in 10
Jay
years?
Hasn't said a word.
On the radio.
He hasn't said a word to me today.
I just said you're doing a good job, bud.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Kevin hasn't figured it out yet. You know, it's only been almost 30 years. Kevin's like, I'm still trying to nail down how he works.
Condensing a workout into a single pill.
Whoa.
Has been a pipe dream for many for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how great would it be, right? Instead of
according to my
out,
Instagram feed, there's about 50 different ways to do that.
Well, researchers in Denmark say that vision has moved one step closer to reality with the invention of a promising new drug. It mimics the effect of exercising without the user moving a muscle.
Really?
It flushes toxins out of the cells.
There you go.
And strengthens the heart. In a study on rats, I know that's where we got to start, though. Yeah. They all start somewhere.
Yeah, you got to study where they're
right. You can't just be doing this on regular people. Researchers said the drug caused the same benefits health-wise as running a 10K at high speeds.
Wow.
But isn't Denmark where they only work 32 hours a week? Don't they have time to go work out? Why are they inventing this? They want to become that much more lazy? Or what's going on?
I think so.
Oh, well, good for them, I guess.
Yeah.
They are now testing it on humans. They will see how safe it is, if there's any side effects, whatever. But, I mean, we're getting closer, guys, to where this stuff is starting to become a reality. I mean, the pills, the weight loss pills now seem to, or shots, whatever they are, seem to be really changing the world.
Yep.
And you get that. I mean, if you can just get that, pretty soon everybody's going to be walking around looking like Jay. Hopefully not so tired.
Right. Hopefully. Yes. Yeah, so you take one pill and you get gigantic bags in your eyes and your ears are growing.
But other than that.
Is that what you think of yourself, Jay?
Well, I own a mirror, Steve. Oh,
I own a mirror, I did. Steve.
I wish you did, too, because your hair is insane.
This is out of control, my hair. It's headphones.
Steve has to learn how to put his headphones on, not from the forehead back, because he just slides it over his hair.
Yeah, it's weird. He just messes it up.
Yeah.
I was looking good this morning, though.
Try to put them on in the back.
Why is that funny?
Just the way you said it. And then you looked at Kevin like, eh?
I was fishing for a compliment.
You were fishing. You looked great this morning, and you look great now.
You look great.
Yeah. Go ahead. Show everybody how you put them on. Just put them on regular.
It's so weird. That thing really sticks up, alfalfa.
It's so crazy. It's so funny. Stop. And then we take so many pictures here. Every single one of them, Steve's hair is straight up top of his head. But you always have a big smile on your face because you know
he
you
does.
Don't just even know.
You're not a hat guy, are you, Steve?
Maybe I should be.
Yeah, I think.
Steve, ooh, I would like to see Steve in a baseball hat.
Steve, do you even have a? Do you ever wear like beanies, like stocking cap style?
I've got one. Maybe I should put it on.
Hey, oh, you know what?
Oh, let me see it.
I forgot I have a present for you. You know what I found, Kevin, at my house? A never before worn beanie. That I was going to give to Steve.
A Jay and Kevin one?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I love those beanies. I sure wish I
had
took I care of mine and had them. I don't know where they are.
That's shocking.
Every random once in a while, I'll be looking at a box or something, and I'll be like, is that a Jay and Kevin hat?
Yeah.
And then I'll find it, and then it's, you know, I don't know. I wear it, and then I never know where it is.
And it's a gray one, which would be perfect
for Steve. Oh, a gray
one. Yeah, remember those?
Oh, I don't.
Steve, do you want a Jay and Kevin show beanie?
Yeah, because I can't find mine.
I see your...
What is going on?
Struggling to find it. Oh, I'll go get it. I brought one for you.
I got
here it is. Steve found his beanie.
What's it say on it?
A Mizzou. That's a solid beanie, bud.
That's a solid beanie.
Solid is our game on Saturday.
Okay. That was too much, Rick.
Too soon.
So apparently if you give up 50 points, you don't normally win.
I don't know if I'm even.
Yeah. Oh, it looks great.
Yeah?
That looks great.
It does. I like you in a beanie. It does make you look a little bit like, gosh, I can't think of what it is. Without his hair.
He definitely looks like, what's his face from, you've always said you look like him.
Steve Urkel?
No.
McLovin?
McLovin. You look like McLovin right now, for sure.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Lucky.
Yeah? Oh,
sure.
Thanks.
Oh, Mizzou McLovin.
Ooh, that's hard to say. Only one way to see Steve other than the internet. That's come visit and drop off your donation. We're now in the 8 o'clock hour, and that means BECU is matching your donations. You donate 20, they donate 20, and on it goes from there. So you can go a lot further, buy a lot more meals, feed a lot more people here in our own community. It is the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive at R&R RV.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, day two of the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. You can come by here, make a difference, make a donation. We are at R&R RV, as you just heard, and you can do your donations online at the big999coyotecountry.com. Check out our Facebook page. What'd you put up on Facebook so far today, Steve?
Just a picture and then our little interview with Eric and Shannon.
Oh, okay. The whole thing? That was long.
Just the first one.
Okay, very good. Very nice. So, yeah, that's how you can make a difference and make a donation. And as we talk about it, you know, I mean, the new stats are out that one out of every seven people in the Inland Northwest has food insecurity, and one out of five children in the Inland Northwest. That's a lot.
It is, and it's kind of, you know, it's weird to see Eric from the food bank from Second Harvest.
Yep.
And when you ask him how things are going, he's like, "Oh, well, good. It's pretty tough time."
It really
and
is.
And that's such a weird thing to hear because it's always such a great time there. It feels like, you know what I mean? Like they, but they're just it's a little bit more of a struggle to get what they need.
Right.
And he said, "Our number of donations aren't necessarily down as far as who's donating." He said, "It's just they're donating less."
Okay.
And so that can hurt the overall.
Sure.
You know, effectiveness of things. And so he's like, yeah, we just really need people that can to be super generous.
I feel like that's, you know, if we can do the fringe donator is not the phrase I'm looking for, but you're going to have, like for us, we have the same people every year for sure will come by. We know there's that core group that always donates. And a lot of times I feel like it's the speak of the devil. Hi, Lynn.
Our core group.
Yeah.
And the one and only Lynn O'Neill.
And then right as we say that, Lynn pulls up. But you know what I mean? So you're always going to have those the same people who are locked in. They're always going to be there. They're always going to do something.
Yeah.
And then you have the sort of the ones that are in that second tier. They try to do it every year, but some years they just aren't able to do it. And if we can get that group more converted to the core group and then the third group converted to the second group, that right there I feel like is the difference between having a gigantic food drive or an okay one.
Yep.
So, and it's okay to be in any one of those circles.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just if this is the year where you can maybe move up a notch, then that's the way to do it. Even if it's only like, I usually do 100 and I'm going to do 150, even if that's what it is. Or if it's, I'm not going to be able to make it most years, but I did make it this year. That's what we're talking about. Thank you, Lynn.
Lynn, I'm so good. It's so good to see her face. I haven't seen Lynn for way too long.
Yeah, she had the radio full blast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, Lynn's the greatest.
Lynn is the best. Has she made you any food yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you'd remember.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Lynn makes the greatest, like, banana bread.
She makes the greatest everything.
Yeah, just everything she does is wonderful. And I just wondered if producer Steve had any of the benefits of Lynn's cooking.
I think that was the
producer who was a single man and very pathetic, where there was a group of listeners who, like, made food for him and dropped it off at his house every night.
Was it Lynn that made lasagna for him?
He's so funny.
Okay, do you think he's going to remember this lady's name?
I hope so.
What are the chances? I hope so, too.
75%.
Oh, he's so nice. He's taking a picture
of
her.
Who is it? Somebody said to me the other day, they're like, they use the word adorable, and I'm like, I think that fits.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
just
around him enough, it wears
reminds
off.
Reminds me of my 12-year-old son.
Does he really? That's hilarious. Like, sounds about right. Going to that awkward stage.
Thank
Steve's
you.
Steve's going through that awkward stage at 33. It happens.
Let's see. Let's see how he does. When he gets back here, he's going to give us a report.
Scampering over.
What happened. I mean, this is hard. It's his first one.
First
We've
food
done
drive.
It for 29 years.
Yeah.
Scampering.
How'd it go, buddy?
It went well. She was very nice.
Very nice.
Her name's Debbie.
I
heard you saying, let's see if he remembers her name, and then I was like, oh, I don't even know if I got it.
Yeah, that was that was a subtle reminder.
Yeah.
So it was Debbie.
Yeah.
What else did you learn about Debbie?
She said that my hair was fine.
Yeah, that was a very sweet thing to say.
And, yes, it was very nice. And that I wasn't wearing the beanie. She was wondering where that went. And
where did the beanie go?
Did you get overheated or what?
Yeah, I got a little hot, so it was too much. I couldn't handle it. I don't know.
I love a beanie. They're just the way they feel on your head. Jay, do you love the feel of them?
I don't mind them for a while, but then they get itchy on me.
That is true.
Yeah,
they can get a little itchy, but it is, I don't know, there's just something about that tightness on my head. Kind of feels like it holds my brain in.
I'm going to guarantee you it doesn't. I'm just saying.
What happened to that segment we were doing about compliments?
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Kevin just looked at me like I had no idea what I was talking about. He never heard anything and couldn't understand what I was saying.
No, I understood what you were saying.
Oh, did you?
I've never had them. I've never used polarized glasses.
They're polarizing. I mean, I didn't even buy them because of that. They were like three for $15.
Are those the ones that are yellow when you put them on?
Huh?
No?
Yellow.
I mean, you can have yellow. Different ones. I mean, some are yellow and some aren't. I mean,
are you a polarized sunglass guy, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, I like them, but sometimes, I mean, I have two different types of pair. You know, it depends on the situation.
Are you a big sunglasses human?
No, because I let's just put it this way. If they're $10, they're for me. Or less.
Yeah.
Because I lose things like crazy.
Sure.
I had a pair of Oakleys that they were $200.
Ooh.
And I had them for like 6 months, and I was like, I'm doing great. Then I lost them. But then I found them a year later. I'm like, yes. And then I lost them again.
That is the worst.
Oh, man. So excited, but so short-lived.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Steve, do you wear the big glasses over your glasses? You know, like the big plastic ones that fit over the top of your regular glasses? You
sure.
Wear those? Yeah.
Sure. I've been known.
Yeah. It's
I've been known to do that.
Yeah. It's a hot look.
Steve, do you have prescription sunglasses? I can't remember.
No. My parents forced me to get clip-ons one time.
Well, the clip-ons aren't terrible. I have a pair of glasses that have clip-ons, like for the sunglasses.
They're not, but they're just not my thing. And I was just like, I'm not going to wear these ever. And then they're like, come on.
Well, they don't look necessarily that bad when they're down, but when they're up, they might look a little weird.
All right, there's a man who's just pulled up in a very old truck, and I would like Steve to give us some details about this truck when he gets back.
Yeah, what's with the truck?
Because Steve's talking to the man now, getting his donation. And, I mean, I can tell it's an old Chevy.
Is that Dan?
Old Chevy long box.
Is that what is that because it says Chevy on the side or what?
Kevin, no, I can just tell by the shape of it.
Am I right, Kevin, or wrong?
Dan? I don't know, Jay.
Just yell Dan.
I can't tell. How do you know Dan?
You know him if it's Dan. Is that not Dan?
I don't...
We'll find out.
I don't think so.
I hope his name is Dan. He can't hear me, right?
It could be, but I don't know the Dan you speak
of. What year is that truck? More importantly,
I'm
going to
say it is a...
What year is the truck?
50.
What did I just say?
Yeah, you stopped yourself.
I got so lucky.
Just right.
See, buddy? I got so lucky on that one. I was going to say 50-something, and then I go 50, and he goes 50. I'm like, that's what I said.
Tell us more, Steve.
Yeah, boy, that was the information that I was getting.
Oh, sorry.
1950 Chevy 3100.
Right.
That was Nathan.
Uh-huh.
And
that's what I said.
He was helping out with BECU because he goes, well, I'll give this, and then that way you don't have to, you know,
match
it or whatever. But I think we still do, right?
Heck yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
That was nice. What was he doing in his old truck today? Just...
Oh, we didn't get that far.
Oh, you didn't?
Okay. I was trying to remember 1950 Chevy 3100.
Yeah, which it said completely on the side of it, and his name. Those were things that were important.
You didn't ask the engine size or anything, Steve?
It was in there.
Okay.
Yeah, the engine, I would... What do you think that has? Maybe a six-cylinder?
Yeah, man. No, it could have an eight. I mean, it didn't sound like an eight, though. It was pretty quiet.
It was quiet, yeah.
Yeah, now, 15, do you think it was...
how many cylinders do you have, Steve?
23, probably.
Yeah, probably. Somewhere along
there. Do you think
there.
It was on the tree or down low? I mean, it's got to be a manual transmission.
I would assume it was manual.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, Steve could have looked in there and said, hey, excuse me for a second.
Was there a gear shift?
Yep.
Where was it?
Do you know what a gear shift is?
I wasn't looking. I don't know.
It could have been three on the tree.
That's what I was kind of wondering.
Do you know what that is, Steve?
The who?
Three on the tree.
So on the column up here, you know, you got your steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have your little gear shifter. Some cars have a gear shifter there.
Yep, yep.
There were cars that they made for a while that had, you know, you had to push the clutch in. That makes it a manual.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you would shift the gears on the column, like up here instead of down here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they called that three on a tree.
Because it was a three-speed.
Okay.
And it was on a
tree. 70 Nova had that. I think it was fantastic.
Oh, did it? You ever roast the tires?
That gear ratio was insane on those things.
My favorite story on that is that my buddy got in, was going to steal my car one day at a softball game. That's what you did when your buddies.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to move Jay's car, and I'll park it over there, and he'll never find it. And he didn't know how to drive a manual. And he didn't know it wasn't, it looks like an automatic.
Absolutely. That confuses you.
So he
Why
gets
is
in,
three pedals?
And he's like, whoa. I tried to steal your car, and I got in there, and I was like, what is happening? Why are there three pedals in here? I go, you're an idiot.
You are an idiot.
Yeah. That's what you get for trying to steal my car.
Stereo was still missing, though. But
yeah, right. Yeah, he did rip me off that way. That's cool.
Just like my brother's 85 Toyota. I started with a screwdriver and took it all over the place and parked it back, and he didn't realize there was a half tank missing. It's all good.
It really started with a screwdriver?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
So a flathead screwdriver, stick it right in there.
Oh, nice.
Do not need a key.
Wow.
I never told him that.
Criminality right here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hey, it's my brother's accounts. It doesn't,
it's all the family. It's family. Family doesn't matter that way. No Beat the Show this week because we're out here at the food drive, but thanks to Indaba Coffee Roasters for, obviously. Are you booing them?
Not Indaba. That came out at the wrong time.
That was very, very poor timing.
Are we still on that delay? Or
I was very sad there was no Beat the Show.
Rick, like, are we still on the delay? Because that was terrible timing.
You know how I feel about Indaba.
I know you love them, yes.
Indaba-daba-doo!
Yeah.
What, do you not like that, Steve?
What? Indaba-daba-doo?
Every time I do Indaba-daba-doo, you kind of give me a look.
It's a look at confirmation.
Okay, good.
Nate just said four-speed, 235 six-cylinder.
235 six-cylinder, four-speed.
That's what I would have said.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nate, for all the deets.
Thanks, Nate.
I mean, that's kind of like someone bringing by a new baby and not even finding out all the info. You gotta kind of ask all that info, Steve.
I don't think Nate's had that very long. At least I didn't know he did.
Oh, do you actually know him?
Bro.
How was that supposed
Nate
to know?
Used to own a. Oh, God, this hurts. Jeep. I want to say Jeep. Oh, am I right? I feel like I could be right.
Yeah. He introduced himself to me as Nathan.
Yeah, it's fine. Nathan's fine.
Okay. You think his middle name's Jason?
Everybody's middle name will be Jason forevermore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It was an A-plus meeting.
That's great. Yep.
He's an A-plus kind
of
guy.
He really is. I don't remember the mustache as much. What'd you guys think of his mustache?
Wait, is that...
Yes.
I couldn't see him very good.
I could hardly see his face.
Anselmo?
Anselmo, yeah.
He's a grown-up man.
Right, and it was hard to see the top of his head because the truck covered it.
I DJed his wedding, probably.
You sure did.
7 years ago?
I don't know if it was that long, but okay.
Six. here's the thing. This is what always throws me off. I know it was
great.
I know it was before COVID.
Okay, that's
was
good.
It
that's sure.
It's just a pile of yesterdays, Kevin.
Maybe. Yeah, what is that weird saying?
Time so just keeps slipping away into a pile of yesterdays.
Write that down, Steve. Put that like on a sweatshirt or something.
I don't got a pen.
I
do.
What's a better sweatshirt? That or is your middle name Jason?
Hey, it works.
Are you in favor, Rick, of sweatshirts that you don't know what they mean because they're an inside joke? Or you don't like the inside joke clothing at all?
I don't care. As long as it keeps them warm, I don't care.
Yeah. Rick's very practical. I like it if it's very inside. Like if we had an inside joke, like the talking sausage ones we had.
Yes.
Yeah, those are great. And you know,
they are.
But yet they were still entertaining enough, even if you didn't get it, because there was a picture of a sausage that looked like it was dancing or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So those are like my favorite kinds of sweatshirts, t-shirt, hoodie, whatever.
If I have to think when I look at a sweatshirt, I'm just going to turn away and keep on walking.
But you're wearing a hat right now that nobody knows what it means unless they know what it means.
Yeah, but
and isn't that cool?
Not really. I don't care. Very practical, Jay.
Yes, that's right. A hat's a hat, and a sweatshirt's a sweatshirt.
I actually put it on there. I'm like, this is a nice fitting hat because it's fitted. I only wear fitted hats.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, I was hoping they had one, and I was like, yeah, I'll support the local business. Yeah,
and it does have a nice clue, which helps it.
Because it says like, Harrison, Idaho.
Had I seen the Harrison, Idaho, I would have figured out it was One Shot Charlie's.
Right.
Yeah. I just saw the OSC. I'm like, what is that?
For $25 for a fitted hat that fits nice.
Whoa, yeah. That is cheap.
That's right. They have that little store up front.
Yeah,
don't they?
I got a shirt and a hat for $50, and I was happy.
Holy
That's
smokes.
One of the smartest things they could ever do. Yeah. Just serve all the alcohol in the world.
Yeah, buddy.
And then sell people's shirts and hats.
Good decisions are made here.
They're brilliant.
Yeah, it works out well, doesn't it?
The Big 99.9.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.